Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judging.
Court is now in session.
Judge Krause at 2:50 in the afternoon, not 4:05, putting on his robe early.
Well, at 4:05, I'll be on stage with Fred Armisen and the cast of Los Espookies at the Jane Mallet Theater as part of Just for Laughs. So I'm visiting with you early to get judgy.
Lucky them.
We'll let it slide. We'll let it slide. What's our first case, Judge Krause?
All right, we are going to have a look at the new Will Smith movie. So Apple paid $120 million for a movie called Emancipation. In the film, Will Smith plays a slave named Peter who escapes, joins the Union Army, and fights against the Confederate Army. So it's a rousing story of this man coming to grips with his life and finding freedom. And it's a war movie. It's the kind of thing that Will Smith should be great in. He's got the dramatic chops to do it. Also, there is bound to be some action in here because it's a war film, and we know that he can do all that. Trouble is, after the slap heard round the world at the Oscars, where he gave Chris Rock a little taste of his hand, Apple is now wondering whether they should release it for award season, which means releasing it October, November, or December, or do they sit on it until all of this dies down? So my question to you is, can you watch Will Smith fight the Confederate Army without imagining him slapping Chris Rock? That's what Apple is afraid of.
No, I cannot. I cannot. I cannot. I won't be able to. I don't think anyone will be able to watch Will Smith without thinking about Will Smith now. You can't remove him from any of his performances. Scott?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, and I'm looking at the audience scores for Will Smith, and this was published about a month ago. People who had both heard of Will Smith and counted him as one of their favorite personalities, that number had dropped quite significantly. And so I think Apple's got to hold off on this and just hope for the worst to pass, Judge Krause. I don't have a date for you. I don't know how long that lasts, but I do think this would affect viewership in the near term.
I think you're probably right. And I like Will Smith as an actor. I've enjoyed a lot of his movies, and I do think he'll come back. But I am telling Apple to sit on this movie for a little while. No matter how good or bad Emancipation is, and I don't know either way, no one really has seen it except for Apple executives and a test audience who apparently really loved it. But the first time that Smith, who plays Peter, raises his hand to fight in the film, and you know that's going to happen, people will be taken back to the Oscar moment that has now come to define his career. It's too soon. It is likely the film will not get judged on its pure merit, and that is risky for Apple, who paid, as I said earlier, $120 million for it. Smith is still in movie jail, and he's going to have to stay there a little bit longer, and that is my verdict.
All right, Judge Krause, what's our next case?
So Roy Scheider was a huge movie star in the 1970s. Movies like Jaws and The French Connection made him a massive star. Though in the 2000s, when he was still working, he made a film that he passed away before he finished it. Now, he technically finished shooting the entire thing, except when they developed the last reels of film, there was a problem, and they were unusable. So they said, okay, let's do this again. He agreed to do it, but unfortunately, he passed away before he was able to reshoot the last scene in February. He was aged 75, and it was the year 2008. The director is desperate to get this movie out because A, it is almost completed. Secondly, it's a Holocaust film that is based on the director's grandfather's experience, so it's a very personal thing for him, but he could never figure out a way that he could bring Roy Scheider back to life. Masks on other actors didn't work. The CGI wasn't good enough, the computer-generated imagery, until now. Now they've got this AI, artificial intelligence technology, that was able to restore the damage and create this last bit of the performance for Roy Scheider. But my question here is it ghoulish, or is it a tribute to a great actor?
Well, this was a movie that was supposed to come out a long time ago, if not for the challenges that it unexpectedly faced. And so the fact that Roy Scheider is as long ago passed, I don't think you're resurrecting him here. I don't think you're making the audience feel uncomfortable here. This is a compelling story to tell about this director's grandfather. I say move ahead with it. Let each individual decide. I wouldn't feel ghoulish or strange watching this film at all.
I was at Coachella for the Tupac hologram. It was ghoulish. So I would say this is ghoulish.
Well, normally I hate the idea of recreating a dead actor for use in a movie or a television show or a commercial. Do you remember when Fred Astaire, one of the greatest and classiest stars of the golden age of Hollywood, was digitally brought back from the dead and sold off to a vacuum cleaner company?
No.
Do you remember this? He danced with a vacuum cleaner. It was not elegant and certainly not the kind of thing that Fred Astaire would have, you know,
agreed to do.
He would have tap danced away from that as quickly as possible were he still with us. But this feels different. This was a passion project for the director and for Schneider, and it's an important story to tell. This feels like a tribute to a great actor and not just a way to sell vacuum cleaners. So I say, go for it. That's my verdict.
All right, Judge Cross, we only got 2 minutes left, so I don't think we have time for the last story. But tell us about what you've got coming up a little more than an hour from now.
I'll be on stage with Fred Armiston and the cast of Lost as Spookies, which is an amazing show. It's on Crave right now. Season 2 is up there, or the beginning of it anyway. And it's the story of these kids who are all horror fans and they needed to make money. So they created a company where they scare people. And the first season, absolutely hands down hilarious. The second season is off to a very, very strong start. And so I'm going to interview Fred and the cast and creators of this show. It's sold out, apparently, and we're going to figure out what exactly, you know, it was that prompted them to take this kind of wild idea and turn it into a show, and why they think it's become so popular. Because honestly, it's a show that is so bingeable and so addictive. Once you start, it's hard to stop.
We always enjoy our visits with you and going into Entertainment Court. Thanks for making yourself available on what's a busy day for you, Richard.
Oh, thanks for having me. Talk to you guys next week.
There he is, the one, the only Judge Krause, Richard Krause. Entertainment Court is usually at 4:05 each and every Friday here on The Rush.